Hello, this is Paula Matthews for Epic Books and Cafe. Many people get prophetic words, but few of God's people have seen them manifested in their lives. One of the reasons is because it's one thing to get a vision from God and to have a prophetic word. It's yet another to walk out the process necessary to see that prophecy or promise come to fruition in your life. You must work the process in the midst of the darkness of our world. That's what God is calling his people to do, and we do so by faith. This is how we work the process and receive the promises, the vision from Almighty God.
Thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest the table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Okay, that's what it is. What God has for us in this season is in the presence of our enemies. And if we want it, we're going to have to walk through the enemy to get it. Walk past him, whatever you got to do, but to do it, because we're anointed for this. He's anointed our head with oil, and we're running over with that anointing. And bottom line is, if we follow him, surely only goodness and mercy is going to follow us all the days of our lives. And we'll dwell in the house of the Lord forever. But that's what he was saying. That's where we are. And that's why verses like Psalm 91, Psalm 23 are important to meditate on and get that thing down in your spirit.
This week's message is an excerpt from the January 12th Apostolic Prayer Force Gathering. Enjoy.
So then the lesson from Nehemiah was this, you know, to have a promise from God and visualizing it is one thing. I mean, the athletes do that. You know, think about these athletes. They'll tell you, they'll talk about how they visualize. I saw myself going across the finish line at a certain time. I saw myself doing this. You can visualize it, but until you actually walk it out, what's good is the vision? The point of visualizing it is so you have something to walk out for and something to accomplish. And that's what we have to do with the things of God. Because so many people give prophetic words. Like, I can give a prophetic word today. And people say, oh, that's good. I believe it, but they won't do anything with it. They won't put it in their heart. They won't get scripture. They won't stand on it to try to bring it to pass for them and find out what God has for them specifically. They'll just kind of say, oh, yeah, I'm looking for it. I'm looking for it, and nothing happens. And they'll say, well, the prophecy wasn't true. No, you didn't work the process. And we're going to talk about the process before this is over. But the thing is, we have to walk out the process in situations that are difficult. In fact, one of the things that the scriptures the Lord gave me when he gave me the prophecy, he said, we're basically walking out what David talked about in Psalm 23. And I'll go there just quickly, because everybody knows the 23rd Psalm. But the key elements of it, we have to understand the Lord has to be our shepherd. He has to be the one leading us. He has to be the one guiding us. But when he said, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. Now, what God is telling us is that the enemy is saying, oh, there are not going to be any green pastures. There's not going to be any still waters. So you're going to have to be led in order to get to that place of peace and provision. And verse 3 of Psalm 23 says, he restores my soul. He leads me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. He restores your soul. With all the confusion and stuff that's going on in the world, it's designed to upset your soul, to make you depressed, to make you turn from God, to make you think that there's no hope. But what he is saying, when you're being led by the Lord, he'll take care of your needs, and he'll also restore your soul. He'll lead you in the right path to travel. Say, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Okay, you're walking through a valley of shadow of death. Oh, look at the news. Death everywhere. Death everywhere. But it doesn't mean it has to succumb to you. There's death around us. There's sickness, disease. There's everything going on around us. But you don't have to be a partaker, especially if the Lord is leading you. It says we don't fear those things. We don't fear the evil. Again, Psalm 91 is another one. We'll briefly look at that one as well. For thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest the table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Okay, that's what it is. What God has for us in this season is in the presence of our enemies. And if we want it, we're going to have to walk through the enemy to get it. Walk past him, whatever you got to do, but to do it, because we're anointed for this. He's anointed our head with oil, and we're running over with that anointing. And bottom line is, if we follow him, surely only goodness and mercy is going to follow us all the days of our lives. And we'll dwell in the house of the Lord forever. But that's what he was saying. That's where we are. And that's why verses like Psalm 91, Psalm 23 are important to meditate on and get that thing down in your spirit. Because even though Psalm 91 is a psalm of protection, I wasn't planning on going this, but I will. because I heard it in my spirit and I know it's important. Psalm 91, key. The first scripture passage is key. The first verse says, "He that dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty." In other words, if you don't dwell in his secret place, you're not going to be under his shadow. Okay? You have to dwell in the things of God. You got to dwell in his word. And that's what Psalm 23 was saying. We got to be led by the shepherd. That means staying under him, staying under his shadow, and letting him lead. Since I will say to the Lord, he's my refuge and my fortress, my God, in him will I trust. So you got to say, again, your words. You have to say he's your refuge, he's your fortress. You can't just say, oh, I don't believe this or I don't believe that, or my check is what I'm looking for, or the president is my refuge. Or you're looking to a man or a thing out here to give you what you need. You can't trust that. You got to trust God if you are a believer. He says, surely you should deliver me from the snare of the fowler and from the noise and pestilence. Okay, fowler, snares as a trap to the enemy. Noise and pestilence, we just had pestilence. What was 2020? When COVID was a big deal. And that was a test for God's people. And I'll never forget that. When COVID came on, the Lord had showed me specifically it was a plot of the enemy. It was such a plot of the enemy. And he said it was testing his people to see if they were listening. But no, that's not what happened. What happened, he showed me there was a whole platform, a huge worldwide platform, and the devil had puppets. And the whole world was glued to this platform. And the puppets were saying, so many people died, so people got it, so many people died, so many people got it. And so people had it in their mind that they were going to die if they got it. Why? That's all they ever told you. And so they had those numbers in front of you, they're going, but never once did they give you a cure. Never once would they say anything positive. It was always negative, and that was intentionally by the devil. And the Lord said, what was going on is he was releasing healing, deliverance. He had prosperous things happening. People were becoming billionaires during that time frame who were his hearing God while everybody else was sick and dying. Did people die? Yes. Was it real? In their minds, yes, because they believed it. And I heard Dr. Winston say something in our last meeting we had with him on, I think it was Friday meeting. And he said that when talking to some of the people who were dealing with the sickness and diseases back in the times of COVID, he says people's minds were so hell-bent on dying and getting sick. He says you couldn't get past their minds to heal them. Why? They had been programmed to receive death. They had been programmed to receive sickness. And that's one of the things it's saying here. That was a trap of the devil. And it said, and we have deliverance from noise and pestilence. So with people meditating on the word, they were the ones that got healed and delivered. But if you were meditating on what the news was saying and what the people, doctors and negative people were saying, they would not have been healed. He says he could cover us with his feathers and under his wings and he trusts. His truth is our shield and buckler. The only thing we need to worry about understanding in these days is the truth of God's word. That's what we need. We need the truth of his word and nothing else. You should not be afraid of the terror by night or for the arrow by day. Nor for the pestilence that walks in darkness, nor for the destruction that lays waste at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at your side, 10,000 at your right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. Now, don't just read these words, meditate on them. Only with thine eyes we see and behold the reward of the wicked. And then here's the Lord speaking. Because thou hast made the Lord, which is thy refuge, even the Most High thy habitation, there shall no evil befall thee. No plague shall come nigh your dwelling. Now, I remember before this happened, the Lord had shown something was going to come upon the earth. And he kept telling me, no evil shall befall you. No evil shall befall you. I said, oh, Lord, I wasn't scared. No evil, I received that. No evil shall befall me. What he was saying is I had fit the qualifications for Psalm 91. I was abiding. I was dwelling. I was looking for him as my refuge. Therefore, nothing was going to happen. And it didn't. I didn't expect it. Didn't think of it to happen. But only with your eyes will you see and behold the reward of the wicked, because thou hast made the Lord thy refuge and even the Most High thy habitation. Therefore, no evil shall befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh your dwelling. I took that to heart when the Lord said it. He says, for I give your angels charge over you to keep you in all your ways. That's the key. The angels are here protecting us. Either we believe it or we don't. Either we believe this word or we don't. He said, they shall bear thee up on their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against the stone. Thou shalt tread upon the lion and adder, the young lion and the dragon thou shalt trample underfoot. It said, because, and here's the Lord saying, because we have set our loves upon him. He says, therefore, I will deliver him. I will set him on high because he hath known my name. Now, in that prophecy, he says, receive my love. So he's saying here, if we receive his love and set our love on him, he will deliver us. He will set us on high because we know his name and we know who he is. And it says, he shall call upon me and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. So those are words we need to be meditating on in these last days, especially since the Lord says, hey, the trouble's coming. They're going to be perilous times. That's what Paul had warned Timothy. Times that will be hard to bear, but we have the Word of God. We have the Spirit of God with us. We have his angels with us, and we have an assignment. Get on the assignment, and we know that we can do anything and accomplish anything. In fact, when the Lord was talking to me about what was going on in Nehemiah, I was reminded of what the Apostle Paul said in Acts 14, when he's talking about how with much tribulation, it takes much tribulation to get into the kingdom of God. We have this tribulation. This is how we go through it. And that's what happened when Nehemiah, you know, they were threatening to kill them, sending threats. We're going to kill you if you do this. We'll kill you if that, do that. That's what the devil does. You can't be fearful of a threat. Just hear God and keep moving.
Matthew 11:12 says that the kingdom of heaven suffers violence and that the violent take it by force. That means we cannot be fearful if we want to receive what God has promised to give us. Let me share an example. Here's a dream that the Lord gave me that I wrote about. In this dream, I was seated next to him, the Lord, in a broadcast booth overlooking a huge football stadium. On the field was God's team versus Satan and his demons. The Holy Spirit was making audible calls from the booth, and I was the color commentator. God's team was having difficulty following through on the field. It was as if God's team either could not hear or they were simply ignoring what the Holy Spirit was saying to them. They were simply reacting to all the chaos on the field without any regards to God's team strategy. The quarterback could never put the ball in play because there was no one in position to receive. Everyone was out of position and running to and fro on the field. Not only did the quarterback get sacked, it was as though they were trying to kill him. And here is the crazy part. His own teammates were trying to kill him. Rather than getting into offensive position and running and passing the ball down towards the goal, God's team aligned themselves with the opposing team and began to fight the quarterback for the ball. Not only did they want the ball, but also everyone wanted to be the quarterback. No one was happy with their positions because somehow they perceived that the quarterback was the most glamorous position to covet. So when the quarterback had the ball, everyone else on the field came after him. God's team lost so many quarterbacks. Some were killed, others died from fear. Others simply walked off the field and refused to play. The real game never got started. I kept asking the Lord why no one was listening. I even began yelling at the players to get back in position. It was so dangerous that every quarterback began to run off the field of play. Then, in a moment's flash, I found myself on the field holding the ball. I was a quarterback, but I didn't want to play. I kept yelling at the Lord that I wanted to get back into the booth and that I didn't want to play. Those people were deadly crazy, I said. The Lord replied, you have the ball, so what are you going to do? If you don't throw the ball or run the play, they will kill you too. And as he said that, I saw them running ferociously at me like they wanted my blood. I asked the Lord, why me? He responded, because you know the plays and you can identify the opposing players on both sides. You are also not afraid of death threats from the enemy. Now go and help my team win this game. The players on the field were the leaders of God's church. The football was a true message concerning the kingdom. The field was the world in general and America specifically. Thinking back on that dream, I wonder why God only changed the quarterback and did not remove the evil players on his team. God doesn't do anything by chance. He knew how dangerous these players were. He also knew that they were not going to play fair, nor were they going to cooperate as a team. And yet God only changed the quarterback. That was last season. In this season of God's glory, he promises to replace the evil leaders with those who will obey him. It will still be the church, but this time it will be filled with those who desire to obey God and win this thing so that we all can go home with the crown. Beloved, if you've enjoyed this episode, join us for In Pursuit of Divine Destiny with Paula Matthews live every Sunday morning at 11:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. And don't forget to like and subscribe both to this podcast channel and to our YouTube channel as well. There's also still time to register for the upcoming Apostolic Prayer Force Gathering, which is meeting this next Monday, February 9th at 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. The Apostolic Prayer Force meets the second Monday of every month. You can find out more details at our ministry website, which is www.epicvisionarypartners.org. This has been Paula Matthews for Epic Books and Cafe. Until next time.